Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm back in the saddle again. And every Aerosmith fan is cursing me under his breath right now. Great to be back. Thank you so much to my colleague and friend Gregory Scott for filling in so well. It's nice to be back in the hot seat because we got friends to talk to today. We're going to start out with our buddy Debbie Stewart from, of course, the Senior Connection. She has her major, I believe it's biannual, twice a year, maybe four times a year. We'll talk about it. Her Senior and Caregivers Expo, where everything you need to talk about elder care, both regarding the patient and the caregiver, are all in one place. And Debbie's husband, Don, also has a Mustang Pony Only Cruise coming up that we can briefly touch on. The majority of today's show will be with our buddy Brian Watson. He's here once or twice a year. He is a special agent with criminal investigations with the IRS, and he always has some great information for us, especially how to protect yourself from those going around trying to scam people again. You'll hear even more about another scam making the rounds during our 3 o'clock newscast. A big one just netted 13 arrests in Phoenix. So scams are all in the air. Brian deals with them every day, so we'll be talking about that. Well, look at the good side, folks. You don't live in Milwaukee and your name is not Trent Grisham. Oh boy, does it suck to be him today. What a horrible bad break last night in the National League wild card game, as he had dreams of saving his Milwaukee Brewers by gunning down the tying run trying to score. Instead, the ball in right field took a bad hop past him, clearing the bases in the eighth inning, and the Washington Nationals held off the Brewers in the ninth to move on. They will face the L.A. Dodgers in the National League's first round of the playoffs, and the Milwaukee Brewers will go home. Well, I do have good news, though. At the Prescott Oaks Theater, screening tonight at 7 o'clock, the Hitchcock classic, The Birds. Now, I can't imagine there are too many people, especially my age, who have not seen The Birds. Well, think about this. I've read a couple of books about Alfred Hitchcock, and he wanted to create a closing shot in The Birds of so many ravens and crows covering the Golden Gate Bridge that it turned the entire bridge from red to black. What a chilling final shot that would have been. Unfortunately, the special effects weren't quite up to date back in 1962, and he couldn't quite do what he wished. But that would have been a great way to close a great movie. Also, at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, a very special one-time screening tonight just for fans of Pink Floyd, as Roger Waters' European concert tour movie, Us Plus Them, screens only at 7 o'clock only at the Harkins Theaters here in Arizona. And if you've been waiting to see the movies The Lion King, Overcomer, or even, God forbid, Britney Runs a Marathon, blah, today and Thursday are your last chance at the Harkins 14 in Peavey, as those films are leaving to make room for Joker and Judy. Those will open at both Prescott Valley and Sedona. Also, the Linda Ronstadt documentary, The Sound of My Voice, will still be at the Harkins in Peavey, although it is leaving after Thursday from screening in Sedona. Hey, we've got great guests. They're on their way in. Debbie Stewart's in the bullpen. Brian Watson right behind her. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The fall 2019 issue is coming soon. Read the interview with Police Chief Deborah Black and check out the special section on women in business, breast cancer awareness, and more. To find out more, like them on Facebook, Prescott Living Magazine, or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. And announcing the newest magazine, Prescott Now, available on racks today. It's about local. Prescott Living Magazine and Prescott Now.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Hi, everyone. This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 9 to noon right here on KQNA.
I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day.
No bullying of punches, because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show weekdays from 9 to noon on the talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208. It's always great to have a friend in the house. We're going to start that trend today again with our buddy Debbie Stewart, who is in town, because Debbie, is it twice a year or four times a year we have the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo?
Well, thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate the opportunity.
And is that twice or four times a year?
It's twice a year.
Twice a year. And you've got a different list of guest speakers each time. The great thing about this, for those who have never done it, is that one of the reasons you put together the Senior Connection was because when you moved here, those services were hard to get hold of and hard to find, weren't they?
They were. And not only when we moved here and really didn't have a specific need, but about 9 years ago when my husband Don and I found ourselves suddenly stepping into the role of adult child caregivers, basically without a clue, there was no place that we could go and find out what resources are available, you know, what assisted living facilities, residential care homes, that kind of stuff. So we decided that we would start the Senior Connection as a resource for seniors and family caregivers to have one place where they can get this kind of information.
Mm-hmm. And it's on Friday, October 11th. It goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Most important, it's free. There's no charge whatsoever.
It is.
And you're going to find a lot of vendors there from, like you mentioned, different services, different products who can really help not only seniors but their caregivers. Because for one thing, you know, when something happens to a patient. We all get older. There's no escaping it. When something happens to us health-wise, that's shocking enough. But it can also be shocking for members of the family, too, who are suddenly thrust into a role they may not be prepared for, right?
They usually are not, because most of us don't like to think about the future as far as getting old. At the event, there will be, like you say, about 60 vendors. They're basically members of the Senior Connection. Mm-hmm. The event does go from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but you can come anytime during the day. And if you go to my website, seniorconnection.us, like all of us, are in this together, seniorconnection.us, there's a flyer that you can get to from the front page, and it has the lineup of the guest speakers. So if there's one that's of particular interest to you, you can come at that time. But what we find, what I find, is that I'll get phone calls from usually adult child caregivers, and they will say, you know, mom or dad fell, they broke a hip, they're getting released from rehab, they can't live in their home anymore, it's two-story, they're living alone, and now they're just starting to try to find out what's available. And if you do that, my mantra is don't wait until the crisis occurs. Before you start finding out not only what are the issues that you might have to deal with aging parents or yourself aging, but what's available out there.
And speaking of those guest speakers, you once again have lined up a terrific list. Tell us who's going to be speaking, where they're from, their topic, and at what time.
Okay, at 10 a.m. we'll be Surviving Today's Healthcare System, How to Become Your Own Advocate, with Bonnie Shimko from Arizona Care Management Solutions. 11 a.m. is Loneliness, the Silent Epidemic, with Dr. Sam Downing. Noon is Stem Cell Therapy, New Hope or Snake Oil, with Dr. Wayne Bennett from Bennett Clinic. 1 p.m. is Legal Issues for Caregivers with Chip McLaughlin, Law Offices of Chester McLaughlin. And 2 p.m. is Finding Hope Through Hospice with Kelly Parati with Good Samaritan Society Hospice.
And you get a different group for each of these guest speakers. And the great thing about that is not only do they hear directly from the specialist, but they still have plenty of time after their talk to meet with the vendors and meet with the people who are servicing your seniors and caregivers.
Exactly. And you can, you know, come before a talk you want to hear or visit with these vendors. The vendors are basically members of the Senior Connection. I have a couple that might just want to participate in the expo. But these are the companies like assisted living facilities, in-home care providers, skilled nursing, end-of-life, hospice, funeral planning, legal, financial, insurance, fiduciaries, decluttering and downsizing, fitness and rehabilitation. And they are at the event specifically because they want to help educate the attendees as to the issues that these companies can help with and make their information available. And, you know, they're not there to hard sell you to try to buy something. There's no sales that day. It's just a great way to visit with a lot of different companies in one convenient location and learn about the issues that are either affecting you now as a senior or a caregiver or might be coming up. We never know what's going to happen down the road, it's better to be prepared ahead.
Yeah, and one of the great things, too, is because you are surrounded by so many of these people, and you'll also be around your peers of the same age group and the same concerns, that you will have not only the experts to talk to, but you'll be able to make, when the time comes, an informed decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people, for example, if you're thinking of moving into assisted living in the future, go visit with those companies now so that you'll know what they have to offer, what the costs are, what the waiting list might be if they have one. And if you wait until the crisis occurs, you severely limit your options.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make decisions in a crisis. And there are certain situations where that becomes a lot more difficult, including, as you well know, the funeral industry, end of life. If you have not made plans, if you do not have a trust or a will, if you've not let your family know what your final wishes are, and you leave it to your adult kids, you know, please do not say, well, I'll be gone, I don't care, do what you want.
Yeah.
Because you basically have about 3 days to make about 100 decisions. It's a very stressful time. If you've got adult children who don't get along now, when you're gone, I can pretty much guarantee those, you know, relationships are not going to suddenly heal themselves. And even if your kids do get along, they most likely all have very different opinions as to what they would like to see happen. So do them and yourself a favor and get all of your desires, your wishes, your planning done ahead of time.
And not only that, because nowadays so many people, when they put all their documents and all of their information in one place, it's quite often on a flash drive or it's on a computer record with a password that nobody else knows. These are things you need to make your loved ones aware of, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it used to be a white file box, and now it's all on a computer in a lot of cases, or on your smartphone. Heaven only knows. And, you know, you must have seen the thought bubble above my head when you talked about the funeral cemetery industry, because I long ago lost count when I was in that business of how many people were suddenly struck with the idea, now we have to make plans. We could have done it. We had the chance 5 years ago, 10 years ago. We visited the park, said, yeah, we'll think about it. We didn't act on it, and now we have to think about it, and now we have to go shopping on the worst possible day to go shopping.
Right, and there, like I say, there are so many details to take care of.
The decisions and the details, my goodness, yeah.
So it really starts by thinking about what you'd like to have happen, both mm-hmm. where you want to spend your final days. Do you want to try to stay at home? Are you going to be able to move into independent or assisted living? Will there be a need possibly for memory care? You know, what issues will you have to make sure are taken care of legal-wise, mm-hmm. you know, powers of attorney and that kind of thing, and get those down on paper, share that with your family members, have that family meeting so that everybody knows what you've already taken care of, what your wishes are, and let them know and, you know, discuss various parts and things. So some of the topics that we've got, especially like the legal issues and such, and the, you know, the surviving today's healthcare system. Yeah. I don't think I've met anybody who's not had a problem.
You feel like a rat in a maze, don't you?
So if you've got nobody, for example, if you're a senior and you don't have family that can help you and you end up in the hospital and you've got no one, mm-hmm. there are ways that you can not only become your own better advocate, but companies that can help you with that.
And how can our listeners learn more about on their own about the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo coming up a week from Friday at 10 a.m. at the Liberty Traditional School?
The best way is to go to my website, seniorconnection.us, and get the flyer, and it's got not only the lineup of guest speakers, but also a little map.
And in just probably a year or two, you'll be outgrowing the Liberty Traditional School, won't you?
Well, I hope not. The size is perfect right now mm-hmm. for the number of agencies that we've got. You know, if you get too huge, it really becomes kind of unwieldy and, you know, becomes more like a Las Vegas trade show kind of thing.
And it's right-sized right now, so make sure you take part in that. It's a week from Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, we want to give people information. How can they learn about? We have a friend who's doing a Mustang Pony Only cruise. How can people learn about that?
Well, they can find out that's happening this Saturday out at the Walmart parking lot on Highway 69 and Prescott Lakes Parkway. They can go to PonyOnlyCruise.com. That is, it's for Mustangs. That would be the car, not the animal.
Yes.
And it will be, we'll probably have well over 110 or so Mustangs any year, any condition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free admission, even for the people who bring their cars. You can come and go during the day. You don't have to stay all day. But we do ask for, from the drivers, voluntary donations with every dollar going to Yalpi County Jeep Posse. We'll also have a great killer raffle, about 40 buckets, pick your own prize. And
nice.
So we got some really good stuff.
And a great cause, and say hello to Don when you get home,
too. I will do that.
It's always a great cause. Debbie Stewart, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned, because coming up, we're going to talk about more senior issues, because they're getting scammed. And we have just the guy to talk about it. Brian Watson, special investigator, special criminal investigator as a special agent for the IRS. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 5. Off the top of your head, can you think of 3 things you need at the grocery store right now? Now try thinking of 3 ways to improve your financial future. A little harder, isn't it? It doesn't have to be if you have the right financial advisor by your side. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
It's the first week of October. We're famous for our autumn colors throughout the mountains of Arizona, so I thought, let's cover those fall-colored trees. Which ones show off the best autumn color? You'll be a tree pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Every year, maybe twice a year, we get to talk to our friend Brian Watson. He is the criminal investigation special agent and public information officer with the Department of the Treasury, IRS. And Brian, obviously you know where all the bodies are buried when it comes to taxes and criminal investigations, right?
Maybe some of them.
Maybe some of them. Well, you know, here in Northern Arizona, because we are depicted very often as a retirement community, we have a lot of older people, and boy, do we get targeted. What are you seeing a lot of lately?
Right, DJ. This newest scam that I've seen this year since my appearance during tax season, and like you said, I like to get up here at least twice a year. Any mm-hmm. excuse to get to Prescott is always a good thing. This Social Security scam. And it's terrible. What these scammers are doing is they're calling people on their home phone or their cell phone, mm-hmm. claiming to be from the Social Security Administration. They tell you there's some sort of fraudulent activity on your account, and they basically are telling you they're going to freeze your account, which means no checks, no direct deposit. And how scary is that?
Sure.
For anybody to know that their money is just going to dry up.
Yeah. And, you know, I was talking to the director of the Yavapai County BBB on the show 3 weeks ago. She got that call. I got that call. And her husband got that call. And we just I just did a news story that will play back in just a few minutes, or I'm sorry, the next hour, about police in Phoenix have just broken up a hacker's ring. They arrested 13 people. More than, I believe, 9,000 people were bilked out of money. And what are some of the tactics they're using to get people to pay up this money? First of all, I think the method of payment they request might raise a few eyebrows.
Well, first of all, it's high pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll spoof the number for Social Security Administration. What that means is your caller ID will either say Social Security on it, or it'll have the number. So if we were to, they'll tell you, well, check the number I'm calling from. you go online, look up that number, and it is the Social Security number. You know, they can make that thing say anything. So it's high pressure. They fool you, and they want you to panic, saying, you're not going to get your Social Security money. Your direct deposit's not going to hit. And what they want you to do is do a variety of different things. There, we know of a lady, and this was what got me to call you up to say, let's do this. Lady in Southern California, she lost over $500,000.
Oh.
Okay. And what they do is they tell you her accounts have been opened in her name, and then what they say is, we need a list of all your bank accounts. And then they, they're con men. They gain your confidence. And they basically said, we need to put all of your bank accounts into a locker, like we're going to protect all your accounts. So, and then these people will string you along with like flowers or send you gifts and things. Oh, we're here to take care of you, man. We're going to take care of you. We almost got this straightened out. Meanwhile, they're just draining your accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing, like you just mentioned on these scams, whether it's the IRS scam, the utility scam, or anything like that, they'll ask you to send money using buy a prepaid card loaded up with money at your local store, any store sells them, and once they get the numbers from you, they take it, and it's gone.
It's gone.
It is, and you have no recourse. So,
and the thing that gets me is, now when you think about how you normally pay your bills, and then they tell you, you need to send me so many thousands of dollars in iTunes cards?
Yes.
What in the world? Wouldn't that make somebody go, huh?
It does, but the people that they're targeting and the people that usually fall for it are not in the position to protect themselves. That's why it's so important that you and I are telling your listeners about this. And it's so important that everyone out there figure out who could fall for that.
Sure. Do you know if stores, especially the corporate chains, are they training their people when an older person comes in and asks for a ridiculous amount of money on prepaid cards, maybe to call the manager over?
I don't know for sure, but I do know, I live in Tucson at my local Target and my local Walmart, and also Home Depot. Big signs right there at the, when you check out, or if you're trying to any place at the front area at Walmart, that says, are you wiring money to, and it says to pay utility bills, to IRS, to, you know, a lottery thing. They're basically trying to stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're doing that. I don't know for sure, but they better be, because they're at the front line of stopping these frauds. And mm-hmm. banks know for sure, because people will walk into their local Wells Fargo, B of A, Chase, and if they try to wire money, they're going to start asking a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And a problem is, a lot of these people get real defensive, and they say, no, this is legit. I know it's legit. Don't stop me. This is my money.
Because they believe these people. They believe the scammers.
And sometimes these bank employees almost, they get into verbal altercations with people who think that they have to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them they can scare straight, but it's sad.
And, you know, when you're confronted with people like this, I mean, obviously they're under pressure, and it's what salespeople call being under the ether. Once they get you believing and they start stringing you along, I understand in a lot of cases they'll start with smaller amounts, and then once they think they have you on the hook, then they start really increasing those amounts, right?
Right. It's you're not going to stop. You keep tapping it, and it's like, well, we got enough from Mrs. Jones. Let's move on to Mrs. Smith or Mr. Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, no, they're just going to keep doing it until they run out of money.
Well, if the scammer is using a spoofing device to give you a fake number on your caller ID, and they are calling essentially anonymously to send money to a certain account, how on earth do you catch them?
It's very, very difficult. You know, for instance, you know, a lot of these agencies, we're not set up. Or, for instance, the IRS phone scam, which has been going on since 2013. The people that investigate it, it's an organization or a government entity that most people have never heard of. It's TIGDA. That's an acronym. Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. They're the part of the government that looks when IRS employees do bad things. We would get investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Or if an IRS employee gets threatened, or if someone impersonates an IRS employee. I've met them. There are very few of them. They do not have the resource to go after, and so they are taxed all the way. So they have to depend on local help, the international help. And for instance, on the media portion of telling about the IRS phone scam, even though IRS special agents, we don't investigate the IRS phone scam, they've basically enlisted us to help out on the media side.
Mm-hmm.
Say, spread the word. You guys go for it. So I've been talking about this thing for 6 years. I'm tired of talking about it, but I'm going to keep talking about it until these phone calls stop.
Sure. And there's another one that you're familiar with, the Jamaican lottery scam.
Yes. Like, okay. And I actually got one of these phone calls.
Oh.
So, In Tucson, we have a big elder abuse case involving Jamaican lottery, and we've actually had one of our agents go to Jamaica and work with the locals there. The law enforcement there is doing a great job, and but there are whole gangs, and literally gangs. It's criminal enterprises mm-hmm. that are doing this, and they get phone numbers of Americans. And who do they want? They don't want senior citizens. They want older senior citizens. They don't want anybody under 80.
Mm-hmm.
They actually called me. My cell phone rang. I looked on it. The caller ID said Kingston, Jamaica. I'm thinking, well, I don't have any friends in Jamaica. My parents aren't down there now. And the guy called me up, and this is what he said. He says, are you familiar with the Publishers Clearinghouse thing? And I said, and I knew what it was, a scam. I knew a scam call, and I just kind of played dumb. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, of course. And then I said, but I don't remember signing up for this. And then he just hung up on me because you could tell I wasn't in my 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's who they want. They don't want to waste their time on someone in their 70s.
Sure.
They don't want to waste their time on a 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get someone who's more likely. And it's not a put-down to someone in their 80s, because there's a lot of 80-year-olds that are sharp as tacks.
Sure.
But there are some of them who are not, who live alone, who are starting to lose it a little bit, and that's mm-hmm. who they're targeting.
And Brian, as our previous guest, Debbie, mentioned, I used to work in the funeral cemetery industry in California, and we had a sales manager who was, shall we say, lacking a bit in ethics, and he would push on us real, real hard to get every phone book we could from every community, and he provided us with a list of the most popular baby names. This is from the Social Security mm-hmm. Administration. Most popular baby names in the 1920s and 30s. He'd say, you go through that phone book. Anytime you see those names, you give them a call.
So a Thelma or a Gladys or a Wilbur.
Ethel, right. Yeah, Herbert, things like this. Everybody who had one of those names got a phone call.
Wow.
And so it's all right there.
So the Jamaican lottery scheme, I sort of didn't answer your question 100%. What they do is they tell you win. They get you all excited. But there's the catch. You have to pay some sort of tax or
of
a fee, or they require, so they ask you to send some money. And then what do they say next? Well, there's been a holdup and it got lost and we need you to send more. So mm-hmm. that's what they're doing. They're just, they're going to get their money one way or another. If it sounds too good to be true, it is.
And it sounds good at first because they're asking you to prepay your taxes on it.
Oh, yeah. You want to be legit.
Sure.
I'm winning. I'm getting $3 million. I don't mind paying $3,000.
Yeah, work with the Nigerian prince, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And that started over 20 years ago.
That's
and those
right.
calls
and people
still
fall for it.
Why? Because it works.
Because people want to believe. You know, they want something for nothing, right?
Yeah, stock tips. Everyone wants that really great stock tip, everyone wants that, easy, high-paying, investment opportunity that turns out to be a Ponzi scheme.
That's what happened in Phoenix today. They busted 13 people on that because they were calling people, mostly older people, with promises of great returns on your investments. Oh, my goodness. There are so many more to talk about, including romance scams coming up. We'll be talking to Brian about that in just a few minutes as we take a break for local and state news and weather, and then back with more from Brian Watson from the IRS on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live, KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, Yavapai County, Brian Kilmeade here, inviting you to join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show, weekday mornings live from 6 till 9, right here on KQNA. We'll talk about the day's news and the day's newsmakers in the usual fair and balanced Fox way. The Brian Kilmeade Show, live weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, KQNA.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
We're KQNA.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA your choice for your Wednesday the 2nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Arizona Cardinals announced this morning the team's owner, Bill Bidwell, has died.
Bill Bidwell's father bought the Cardinals in 1932. He became the sole owner in 1972. A statement from his son, Michael, the team president, says, quote, "Our dad passed away today the same way he lived his life, peacefully, with grace, dignity, and surrounded by family and loved ones." Bill Bidwell was 88. Jeff Scott, Arizona News Radio, Phoenix.
Prescott National Forest officials have lifted the closure of the cellar fire area.
Members of the public will be allowed to access the area near the town of Wagoner. The area was closed during ongoing fire operations in the presence of equipment and personnel. The cellar fire was started by lightning on July 14th, and it went on to burn over 7,500 acres of grass, brush, and chaparral 16 miles from Prescott. The Prescott National Forest Burned Area Response Team later did an assessment of the impacts of the cellar fire, finding that the majority of it burned in moderate severity. The closure was lifted as the monsoon season was coming to an end, so the highest likelihood of rain runoff risk has subsided. I'm Nate Canuel reporting.
A beautiful sunny Wednesday and weekend on the way, with highs today around 73, tomorrow through Sunday 77 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Chilling after bedtime to 45 with clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to 83 today, 88 tomorrow through the weekend, dropping overnight to near 49. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Hi, this is Kaylin Huber. I am excited to have joined the amazing staff at Bradshaw Family Dental. It is important to me to get to know my patients and educate them in order to provide each patient with care that is best for them. I promise to offer a gentle approach to your dental care and take the time to make you feel comfortable and cared for. At Bradshaw Family Dental, you will always be treated like family. Give us a call today at 928-775-9495 or book online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 241 with IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigations, Brian Watson. We've been talking about different scams that are going around. Brian, I don't need these anymore, but what are romance scams?
Right. The romance scam is basically, it falls under the umbrella of something called a business email compromise scam. And we can hit on several of those, and I never even heard that term until recently. But it's just one of many schemes that someone tries to steal money from you. The romance scam, someone will go online and they're targeting people who are lonely. Okay? Someone a lot of times who's widowed, widows, widowers, they're on a Facebook, they're on a, different social media sites, and someone will send them a message, oh, you're good looking. What a good looking gentleman you are. Oh, you're a fine young, beautiful lady. And they'll start an online conversation, and it can even involve sending poetry or songs or sending flowers to them or just going back and forth, even emails, text messaging is very popular. But the problem is you don't know who you're talking to. And all of a sudden you have these people that have an online romance to the point where they'll say, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend. And here's the catch. They're not doing this because they're interested in you. They're doing this because they want your money. And it'll eventually get to the point where they say, well, yeah, you know, since I'm an offshore oil worker off the coast of South America, you know, my credit cards got stolen or something happened with my identity. And can you send me some money so I can, you know, come and visit you or this and that? And then that's what happens. They're going to get their money from you. And literally, law enforcement and bank employees will tell these people, you are being scammed right now. That money is going to Nigeria is actually a lot of times, but it could go anywhere, really. Sure. It could go anywhere. And they'll say, no, this is my money. This is my boyfriend. I'm going to send him this money. And say, ma'am, we know that there are six other people that are just like you sending money to the same account to the same country. No. It's love will blind you. And it's not just teenage boys and girls that fall for it. Mm-hmm. We're talking about adults, typically older, but it happens at all ages. And it's absolutely amazing. I was actually at my desk one day with a coworker, and she was arguing with a lady in another state, telling her what I just said. Ma'am, you are sending, there's three other women. And then she was going through the guy's whole routine.
Sure.
This is what he does. This is where he lives. This is how he sweet talked to you. Went through the whole thing, and she still would not believe it. And it's very frustrating.
Brian, I've been reading for years. Ever since I was a kid, I've always read the daily newspaper columns of Dear Abby and Ann Landers. And I see more and more of the successors to those columns who are getting letters, especially from women, saying, I am in love with a man, blah, blah, blah. He lives in another state. We've been in love for 9 months now. I haven't met him yet, but I want to marry him. And all of a sudden, the alarms just start going off. And I'm thinking the word catfishing in addition to hacking. I'm going, oh, boy, are you in for a surprise?
Right. I mean, anyone can – yeah, man, if you didn't have to live with someone or hang out with them, you could get along with anybody.
Sure.
You could say or do anything.
Because online – you know, Brad Paisley had a big hit, a song called Online, telling him what he is online. It's nothing like what he is in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just like people with Facebook, you know, the perfect Facebook family. You can put pictures of you doing all the perfect things and nothing's wrong, and then you meet the real family and you realize we all have issues.
And you've also been investigating fraudulent online vehicle sales scams. I put my old car up for sale 3 years ago, and one of the first people to respond to me said, "The price is right. I'll send you a check for the amount. You know, endorse it, send it back to me, and blah, blah, blah." I'm going like, wait a minute. He's not asking me any questions. This is a little too easy.
Doesn't care.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just the other day, I printed out this article. This is from Southern Arizona, a town called Sarita, which is just south of Tucson. A 28-year-old woman. So here I'm talking about this is, I don't want to sound like today I'm just picking on senior citizens.
Yeah.
Because this story here is a 28-year-old. She was out $2,000. She found, in this case, she was buying a car, and she found a Honda CR-V she wanted to buy, and she sent $2,000 in eBay gift cards to its owner to find out the car never existed. So you have to be so careful whether you're buying a car, whether you're selling a car. I mean, it is very
sending
scary.
eBay gift cards to
yeah.
Whew, boy, I'll tell you, between that and the Green Dot cards and the iTunes cards, and then, of course, you have Bitcoin and things like this.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing another thing, some kind of other coins online. I'm going like, whatever happened to cash or your credit card? At least you have some protection with a credit card. But they won't take credit cards, will they?
No.
Because that's traceable.
No. Yeah, that's true. You know, cash is always best, but when you're dealing with Craigslist or anything like that, I mean, there you can get some great deals, but there's an inherent risk, you know.
And not only that, but on Craigslist, it's free. And
yeah.
if they can't afford to take out an ad in a newspaper and be, you know, and be accountable, that to me is the first clue.
Right.
I don't like, you know, to me, you can do fairly well on Craigslist sometimes. But to me, most of the Craigslist ads, and this is just to me, is like the cardboard sign you see sticking out of a tree saying, house refinancing available. Oh, yeah, you're going to refinance somebody's house, and you're going to put on a cardboard sign on a tree. Yeah, I'm going to really go with you. It boggles the mind.
It's very much so. A lot of these scams that fall into this business email compromise, it's just a lot of them involve scammers agreeing to something, and then the other way they do it is they'll send you a check, and it's a check for more than it should be, and the check turns out to bounce, but before it bounces, they tell you, DJ, sorry, I buy a lot of stuff online. I wrote that check I sent you was for $1,000 too much. Just give me the difference back in your money. Mm-hmm. Well, of course your check's good because you're an honest person.
Sure.
So I just got $1,000 from DJ. DJ got a check that bounced. So he's out $1,000 and then you're probably paying some penalty at your bank too.
Yeah.
So just all of these, you know, and this business email compromise scams, there was a big takedown between FBI, IRS, and a bunch of other agencies. This was last month. Over 280 people were arrested in the United States and overseas. Guess what the biggest number was? 167 people in Nigeria. Imagine that.
Gee, what a shock.
I mean, the Nigerians, there's a lot of good people there, but there are a lot of scammers that come out of Nigeria. Yeah. But there are also a lot of scammers in the United States, and there's a lot of scammers in Yavapai County.
Mm-hmm.
I've just heard multiple stories because I was talking to Debbie in the KQ&A green room.
Of course.
You know, these workers, supposed workers, will show up at your house and say your septic tank is out of compliance with the county, and it's emergency. We need to fix it. And they just take money right away, and then they bilk you.
Or they'll have one guy tie you up at the door talking, the other guy checking the joint out.
That too.
Or looking for an unlocked door someplace. Yeah.
So, I mean, the key is, like, you're not going to fall for this. I'm not going to fall for this. But who do we know that might?
Well,
and we have to be very, very proactive. And I talked to my mom got one of those grandmother calls.
Oh.
You know? My mom got it. She goes, oh, by the way, I got one of those grandmother calls. And they say, the phone picks up and it says, Grandma? And she's like, who is this? And they want you to say a name like, oh, Johnny.
Sure.
Then they know they got you. And my mom played along with them for a while, and eventually they just hung up. But my mom got one of those calls. My brother got the Social Security call, just like you got the Social Security call.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother's a salesman, so he got them talking, and they were joking around. Eventually, the guy said, oh, yeah, well, so your name is Brad Watson. And he gave him his home address, his age. He had his telephone number. and had all this information on him. How scary is that?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Brian, we always talk about this when you visit, and it's just as important to remind people now. When you look at the vastness of how many taxpayers there are in this country and how many different IRS workers there are, if anybody called you on the phone demanding money to pay your taxes, it's automatically a scam because, first of all, how would you know who to call in the entire bureaucracy, who to ask for? Because anytime there's any kind of a situation like that, you're going to send them a letter first.
Yes.
With a reference number, right?
Right, right. I've received a letter from the IRS because I had something I didn't do right on my tax return.
Sure.
It explained the situation, had a reference number. That way, if I call, I could call in, and they say, well, what's a reference number?
Bingo.
And in my case, it explained it. I didn't have to call in. I made copies of some documents and mailed them back to the IRS. But here's the number one thing. IRS does not call you and demand money over the phone. Social Security Administration does not call and demand money over the phone. The IRS is not going to email you and say your account's been compromised. We're going to do everything by letter. Same with Social Security is going to do a letter. Your bank is not going to say your account's frozen. We need your Social Security number.
And your passport won't be revoked for unpaid taxes.
Oh, yes, it will. See, that's,
it will.
Oh, yeah. So that's something different. So that's something very, very new. So there's also this thing. I just remember seeing these press releases last year. There's a new law called the FAST Act, Fixing America's Surface Transportation. I'm not sure exactly how that goes with Social Security. Your tax debt. But if you have serious delinquent tax debt, which is now $52,000 or more, the State Department could revoke your passport and limit your ability to travel outside the United States.
Oh, the State Department would
do it. It's the State Department.
Okay.
But it works with their – there's some information sharing with the IRS. So basically, this is one way to – an incentive to get people to pay their back taxes because I guess the argument behind it is if you're not paying your taxes, you shouldn't be allowed the opportunity to have the benefits of having a passport or the ability to travel. So this
because like a driver's license, it's a privilege, not a right.
Right. So, but there, you can go online and look it up. Mm-hmm. So I don't want people to get all nervous thinking, oh, I owe some money. Now, the whole point is if you want to start the process, you can get it cleared and you can start making payments and that will, a lot of that will go away. But these are people who are completely avoiding their tax debt.
Right. And like the IRS, if the State Department has that issue, you will get a letter and it will have a reference number, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. IRS is old school. We're going to do everything with a letter to explain the situation.
How can people contact you if they have questions?
Contact me or the IRS?
Either one.
Okay. So, I mean, irs.gov is a great website. It has everything on there. For me, if someone has a question, I'll give them my desk number in Tucson. I have no problem doing that. Hopefully, I don't get too many crank calls.
Maybe email might be safer, you think?
I could do email. It's kind of long. It's brian.watson@ci.irs.gov, and Brian is spelled B-R-I-A-N. So brian.watson@ci.irs.gov. The CI stands for Criminal Investigation.
Very good.
It's kind of a long email address, but
always great to talk to you, Brian. We always look forward to your visits. Thank you for all the information, and have a safe trip back to Tucson. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here and come back with tomorrow's Q&A guests and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
America, where football means football.
Oh, man. Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Barrett Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Lucky's in Yavapai Casino,
RED Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to Me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals visit the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 10 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
You're sampling the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting 778-2374 or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood, are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed at 4 by Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guests, conservative pundit Phil Kirpin from American Commitment, comedian Jennifer Maxwell for the Mile High Comedy Show, and Damian and Ann Browning for Steps to Recovery Homes. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.